Radio.
A conversation with Gary and Natasha Pinto at the Australian Catholic Youth Festival 2015, held at the Adelaide Convention Centre.
They're already on the stage, so let's welcome them, the Pintos. So it's a bit more casual, this stage in here, rather than being in some of those big plenary halls.
Thanks, Jim.
And it's all about this morning kind of getting to know the people that you guys are and maybe linking it a little bit to this morning and some of the plenary that we heard and saw. So let's start really simply and just tell us about yourselves. You're obviously married. Maybe something a bit about how you guys met.
Yeah, well, I actually went to World Youth Day as I was with a high school. I was teaching singing there and they asked me if I could go along and teach a group of kids the World Youth Day song and a few other songs. And so I went over with the group and prior to going, I had some family friends who knew Gary and his brother, and every time I'd visit Melbourne, they'd say, "This time, while you're here, catch up with Gary and write a song with him." And never got around to doing it, but when I went to World Youth Day, I was like, "Oh, that's that guy that they keep telling me about." And I thought, wow, he sounded incredible. And not long after, I saw his name on Facebook and I sent him a message and I said, "Oh, I'm always hearing about you, and our family friends want us to write. They say we should write a song together." So, yeah.
On the other end of that, Natasha,
is there two sides to the story?
So the other side was, I was at World Youth Day and I said, "Thank you, Jesus, that in 500,000 Catholics, my wife is here. I thank you, Lord. You say, ask and you shall receive." I said, "Thank you, Lord." And I started looking backstage and there was a girl from France and a girl from Scotland and a girl from Sweden or something, you know, three different countries. I thought, "Lord, if I have to go to the other side of the world to find my wife," because there was singing with us on stage. And I forgot about the prayer anyway. And a month later, this inbox turned up. Natasha was at World Youth Day and she turned up with an inbox message. So when I saw her face in my inbox, I said, "It must be fake. She's so beautiful." And then I read this Catholic, World Youth Day, loves God, musician. I was like, my goodness.
Sounds pretty good.
Amazing.
So how long have you guys been married now?
5 years.
5 years. What would you say are the best parts about being married? And then what have been the biggest challenges, do you reckon? Pulling out the tough questions here.
Well, there's so many good things about being married. We do everything together and it's great that we like both do the same thing. So we actually can go to everywhere, like ACYF as well, and yes, do this together. Yeah, it's awesome. We just it's just fun being together and doing stuff together. Challenges? He leaves his undies on the floor.
Why do I feel like the challenges are going to come here?
I think the challenges are probably different personalities, I guess. Because Natasha loves to stay up late and I love to go to sleep early. So when we first got married, Natasha's from Perth. So she was already 3 hours behind me. So I'd maybe go to bed.
She's just never changed time zones.
No, she didn't. No. So Natasha wanted to go because Natasha was used to doing gigs at 2 a.m. in the morning in Perth. So that means 5 o'clock in Melbourne time. So my eyes at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, but she wasn't used to, her body didn't adapt to that time clock. So it took a little while for us to work it out. But it's good. It's a blessing. It's amazing.
Yep,
yep. The best blessing of my life is being married to Natasha.
That's awesome. Awesome. I have a funny story about Gary, which my wife makes fun of me all the time. And you won't know the story because I'm just one person off in the public. But I was at Star City Casino one day and you were performing at Star City Casino. And I wasn't gambling. I was just walking through the casino. And my wife and I hopped into a lift. The doors open. We're massive Guy Sebastian fans. We've been to many of his concerts. We get into the lift and you're in the lift and Guy Sebastian's in the lift. But I turn to my wife and go, "Oh my God, it's Gary Pinto." And she says, "Guy Sebastian's in the lift." Yeah. I'm like, "It's okay. It's Gary Pinto. I feel like I'd heard you and seen you way before Guy Sebastian."
That's very rare.
Yeah. So that's my little funny moment with my wife. But What would you guys say has been the most incredible sort of Catholic experience that you guys have had somewhere in your lifetime? Could be a World Youth Day, or it could be something else really small. What do you reckon it is?
I think it's probably different for both of us, but I had beautiful experiences as a child going to many things, many like prayer group gatherings, and but also, I don't know what would be my favourite. I think there's been so many beautiful experiences. We were with Father Rob in LA for LA Congress. We had the blessing of going to Rome for Mary McKillop's canonization. And Israel, we went to Israel also, and that was actually, that would be my favourite. Yeah, just being at the places that being in Israel makes you feel like the Bible just comes to life over there. Like it's incredible. Just going to the birthplace of Jesus and, yeah, incredible.
The same trees that were in Gethsemane are still in Gethsemane. The same tree. They said Jesus would have been, it's a small garden. How small is it? And he said they would have been Jesus right there. He would have been on that tree, leaning against that tree. And the same steps that he walked, everything. And for me, it was World Youth Day. It was because we've done hundreds of gigs in our lives, and to be so close to sing in front of 500,000 faithful people and to know the angels were singing with us was mind-blowing. And Pope Benedict was right there. Wow.
We were really fortunate to hear the Divine Mercy Chaplet this morning live, and we've been hearing a lot about it because we know it's going to be a huge factor for World Youth Day next year, and how awesome that we've got Australian artists that have written something like that, the music to it, for us to share with the world possibly next year. And I know it's being downloaded all over the place. Where did the sort of inspiration come for the tune to that? Because it really makes you feel good. And I know in that plenary today when people started picking up the melody and people picking up harmonies even, which is also great. Where did the spirit sort of lead you in that?
I guess, because it's a meditational prayer, it's so simple. The melody is so simple that the beauty of it is that everyone can join in. And, what do you think?
It is that, the meditation. Yeah. And we always, before we write any song, we say, thank you, Jesus, for the greatest song possible for your glory. Use us for your victory. Let your song come. So we always believe and we know that God gives us the song to be able to be used. So
that's also with writing anything in general, pop songs as well. We always pray prior to writing, yeah.
You know, we're really, really fortunate to have you guys here this week, and very, very, I'm very happy. All right, we might throw to them and get some music going and learn a little bit more of you guys through your music. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Isaac on guitar. Isaac Moran's come from Melbourne with us. He's one of our dear friends.
Oh, do you want me to move over? Come and sit here if you want, and then I can stand over.
My heart decide, and it led me to the
Just the other day I thought back when I was young. All of my life I never dreamed my day would come. No, 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 no. But when I felt the spark, I was walking in the dark. My heart decide, and it led me to the side. Now I love you, baby. Sending out a message to the world. Get up and don't be afraid. No, no, no. Sending out a message to the world. Spread the love and conquer hate.
A song from Natasha's EP, and it was about
yeah, it was about actually well, I grew up in a really broken family, I guess. My dad left when I was pretty young, and then my sister got married. She also had a really difficult time, and so I just thought, I'm never getting married. I just was like completely against the idea, because I thought everything would happen like that. But then the song is actually about when I met Gary. Everything, it was like a complete 360 change in my mind of what love was and what God could make possible. So, yeah, it just made me be able to believe in love, and it's such a beautiful sacrament. So that's what it's about.
I prayed a lot. We prayed a lot together and separately for each other. There's a novena to St. Joseph's cloak that I prayed. I was 34 years old and I said, Lord, I don't know where I am in my life. I really want to be married. I want to find my wife. I want to know where I'm living, and I want to know my future. A job. I want a job that is secure. And I prayed this novena for 30 days, St. Joseph's cloak. And within 30 days, as soon as the novena finished, I was friends with Natasha. We started going out at the end of that 30 days. I got the job on X Factor, and I think it was Australian Idol at the time. And I bought a house within 30 days, like bang, bang, bang. Like it was every prayer that I had asked for through St. Joseph's novena was granted. And that was from an Indian man. He came and he said, I prayed this holy cloak prayer because we are missionaries and we needed this $1 million plot of land in India. We couldn't afford the plot. So I prayed this novena for 30 days, and the man ended up giving me the plot for free for the mission. So he goes, pray this prayer, you'll find your wife. And I was like, maybe I will. And I did. So we just prayed separately and together, yeah.
Maybe a bit slower than yesterday, maybe.
Yeah. Every life is a precious gift, and we must treasure what's within, and the spirit that is divine in every man, woman, and child. We must honor the Creator. Yeah, we all need a Savior, and the truth is we're favored. So don't let evil enslave you now. Let's pick up your feet and walk. We have nothing to be afraid of. So much to live for. Let the past burn. Everybody look to the future. It's so much brighter. So keep looking higher. Look to the author and the finisher. The future is in the moment. We can control it. Look to the one. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause every tear is another scar. That is a cry of a broken heart. We are the daughters and the sons of our King who gave his only one. Keep your courage, precious child. 'Cause life is only for one time. And when you reach the finish line, there'll be a victory sign. So now, let's pick up your feet and walk. We have nothing to be afraid of. So much to live for. Let the past burn. Everybody look into the future. It's so much brighter. So keep looking higher. Look to the author and the finisher. The future is in the moment, so we can control it. Look to the one. Everybody gotta stand tall. Just remember what you're fighting for. When your back's against the wall, like a lion you will roar. Keep your faith and stand your ground. When they try to knock you down, warriors don't give up now. 'Cause you will hear the trumpet sound. Oh, warriors unite. Oh, keep pushing toward the light. Oh, new history to write. Oh, don't give up now. Oh, take your throne and your crown. Oh, when you hear. Thank you so much. So that's just about looking towards God. Keep your eyes. We have to keep our eyes always looking up, no matter what's happening in the world now and what is around us. God's promise is real. God is more real than anything that's happening around us. And if we continue to look up and we praise Him and we thank Him for guiding our steps, we'll continually be guided by His Spirit. And the use of, if we can frequent the sacraments, is obviously that's a great grace to be able to go to confession, communion. It's a wonderful blessing. I don't know how much time we have left. How are we doing? How are we, brother? 9 minutes. Awesome. Okay, let's try. Yeah.
It is what we are and not what we have to become. So let's grow like flowers reaching out into the sun. We could be a drop of water in a great ocean, powerfully moving forward in our salvation. Everybody's got something that's good to give. Let it go, live your life and just breathe it in. When we know who we are, then we truly live. I am ready, take me now. Higher, take me to the higher ground. Higher, 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 take me to the higher ground. Higher, higher, higher. Made to be loved and made in the image of love. So lift up your eyes and look into the sky above. All of the beauty on this earth was made for us. Don't be afraid, release your fears and learn to trust. Everybody's got something that's good to give. Let it go, live your life and just breathe it in. When we know who we are, then we truly live. I am ready, take me now. Ooh, yeah. Higher, take me to the higher ground. Higher,
is Isaac. He's such a legend.
We'd like to finish with one more song. Thank you so much for having us. Our CDs are for sale at Father Rob's stand, Stronger. The Stronger stand. We're just choosing songs, sorry.
And please stay in touch with us as well. We're on social media. Gary's on Instagram at Garfield Pinto. I'm at Natasha Music _.
This song is partly about the theology of the body, about St. John Paul II, and the theology of the body in response to the letter that John Paul wrote is part of the lyric on this, and it's about us lighting a fire in the world and being God's fire, being God's salt, and it's so clear that all of you are, praise God, and we are very blessed and fortunate to be part of this today and part of this event. Thank you so much. Oh God. Ooh. in response to the Leland Marvin wrote all those many years ago. The question remains age-old. Will we listen to the prophets? How else we gonna stop it? The hearts of men are falling. Will we hold on to the promise? Will we answer heaven's call? Will we stand on firm foundations? Will we rise or will we fall? Do we know the road to freedom? And the choice is ours to walk. Raise your hands if you believe this. That's what's going on. Ooh, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Watching history unfold. Woman's trash is one man's gold. How did hearts become so cold? Gonna light a fire, light a fire. A disaster to behold. Kings and queens are bought and sold. How this happened, no one knows. Gonna light a fire, light a fire, light a fire. In response to the letter that John Paul wrote, the deepest desire cannot be bold. The purity lives in us all. As we unravel the thread that's in between, that makes us love and make them mean. And the truth remains unseen. We will hold on to the promise. We will answer heaven's call. We will stand on firm foundations. We will rise and will not fall. We all know the road to freedom. And today we choose to walk. Raise your hands if you believe this. That's what's going on. Ooh, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? What's going on? I gotta know. What's going on? What's going on? Someone tell me.
Oh, what's going on?
Watching history unfold. Woman's trash is one man's gold. How did hearts become so cold? Gonna light a fire, light a fire. A disaster to behold. Kings and queens are bought and sold. How this happened, no one knows. Gonna light a fire, light a fire, light a fire. More than conquerors, yeah. More than conquerors. We will rise above. Taking back our freedom. Taking back our freedom. Oh. One man's gold. How did hearts become so cold? Gonna light a fire, light a fire. A disaster to behold. Kings and queens are bought and sold. How this happened, no one knows. Gonna light a fire, light a fire, light a fire.
One more time, Natasha, Gary, and Isaac.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. Cheers.
That was a conversation with Gary and Natasha Pinto. This conversation is from the Australian Catholic Youth Festival 2015 and was recorded as a collaboration between XT3 and Cradio. And for more from the Australian Catholic Youth Festival and for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.